Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Rosa Corey has got in very important breaking news on the globalist crime syndicates. Political mafia offensive in the United States. And those aren't verbal flourishes right there that you just heard. That is exactly what we are facing. So she's going to be joining us with big breaking news, the Empire striking back, their counteroffensive. Right now, let's go to George in New Jersey. You're on the air, sir.
Morning or afternoon to you, Alex. How are you?
I'm fine, sir. Thank you for calling.
Good. Real quick, I wanted to pass along some information regarding the 11-year-old who had the Health and Human Services or Welfare Caseworker show up, and the police officers visited his home last Friday because of a photo of a .22 caliber copy of an AR on Facebook. And the police demanded to actually look in the homeowner's gun safe. I sent a link to Kurt for you, so you could pull that up probably from your website at this point.
What was the headline? I'll pull it up.
Family says New Jersey overreacted the boy's gun photo that was on the Daily Journal, our local newspaper.
Oh, yeah, I have it. I have it. So his parents legally have what a lot of kids have. It looks like an AR-15, but it's a .22. We were just out shooting those with the kids the other day because it's a great trainer gun for them. And they demanded to come and use that, I guess, without a warrant is the issue, because I see that in the news for that.
It's like they had no warrant whatsoever. They just showed up unannounced. And
well, by the way, it talks about the camouflage-clad child. I don't always go with fads. I only go with a style if it's in. And I always love to go hunting and hanging out because I love to wear camouflage, and, you know, it's just fun. Kind of like being a big kid. I'm wearing camo today. Might wear camo every couple of weeks. I got a couple shirts that are camo. I got a duck hunting, you know, thing I got decades ago I've worn before on air. But the point is that it's fun. And they describe him as, it's very frightening. I just saw the article. You know, he had camo on and a gun. Let's put the evil photo back up. And, you know, this is like kids getting kicked out of school because a pastry looks like a gun. There's no law, but they do it to just create this idea of total hysteria to demonize it. I totally agree with you.
Thing. I do have a nephew also who has a son who was suspended for 3 days in New Jersey for pointing his finger in the shape of a gun. He is a third grader in the city of Vineland here. And,
oh, yeah, all the video games, all the Avenger movies, guns, 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 all kids always play with guns. We used to take our toy guns to school. My dad took his real guns to school to go shooting after school. Now, again, pointing your finger, that's how they're going to ban the guns, is the kids are going to be so neurotic growing up that just pointing a finger is enough to go to a FEMA camp.
I'm an electronics tech, and I actually did some work putting cameras in school buses. I did win a contract for doing that for our local public schools. Anyway, very Orwellian. There's a photo that goes above the camera, and it's literally right out of 1984. It's a picture of a gentleman's eyes just staring at everybody in the bus. You ever notice those photos with eyes? No matter where you move, they seem to always look at you.
No. Same thing was done 5 years ago, 6 years ago in London. They put up big signs saying, "You are now safe under the eyes of Big Brother," and shows a giant eye in the sky beaming the bus, and that was the ad for the bus cameras. And they're saying, no, Big Brother is good. And in Stockholm Syndrome, they're now literally using 1984 as an owner's manual. It's now an instruction manual.
You know, we're talking kindergarten students here who are getting subjected to this sort of nonsense.
Well, it's not, but again, we call it nonsense, and I call it that because, like, this is nonsense. It's not. It's hardcore brainwashing re-education camp. The public schools are the equivalent of Soviet re-education centers.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah, they force the kids on drugs, force them on shots, feed them horrible bad food, mommy and daddy can't pack lunches, the kids write reports on what mommy and daddy are doing, and they're there to hurt your child and put them on Ritalin and Prozac. You may not have the average teacher who's bad, but the system is globalist, UN, Agenda 21, UNESCO, treaty run. And, I mean, the head of Handgun Control Incorporated many years ago in the local paper said, "Alex Jones will fail," because I caught stuff going on at the Capitol. "We've got your kids." They said, "We have your kids."
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalists on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.
The Freeze-Dry Guy wants your attention for very good reason. Going on right now, the Freeze-Dry Guy has assembled the Necessities Unit, a unit package of survival food basics no family should be without. With big survival buck savings, our Necessities Unit includes Mountain House eggs, green peas, and banana slices, plus dehydrated milk, butter, and cheese, all packed in six heavy-duty enameled number 10 cans with a proven 25 to 30-year shelf life. Now, the best part. Buy one Necessities Unit case for only $203 and get 20% back in survival bucks. Buy two cases at $406, get 25% back in survival bucks. And buy three cases at just $609 and get 30% back in survival bucks. Only from freezedryguy.com and only through the end of the month. While supplies last, prices include free shipping to the lower 48. To order, call 866-404-3663. That's 866-404-3663. Or go to freezedryguy.com. The Freeze Dry Guy, the standard for survival.
American gardeners and fellow patriots, make the right choice with your money, time, and your family food supply. Choose 100% pure heirloom seeds in the Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com. Why spend more? The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com is only $37.95 and includes 20 varieties of pure, hardy, easy-to-grow heirloom seeds. Yes, only $37.95. That's 70% less than our competitors. You could buy three Survival Seed Vaults for less than one of theirs. The Survival Seed Vault from MyPatriotSupply.com includes detailed planting and seed saving instructions and ships same day. Plus, all orders over $49 ship free. MyPatriotSupply.com is American owned by patriots like you, passionate about freedom and preparedness. Call now, 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. Or discover more emergency preparedness items when you order at MyPatriotSupply.com. Choose the original. Choose the Survival Seed Vault at MyPatriotSupply.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
Again, ladies and gentlemen, I'm your host, Alex Jones. It is the 20th day of March 2013 on this Wednesday edition. We are now into the second hour. Thank you so much for joining us. Now the EU global controlled banks are telling Cyprus that, hey, we may just shut your bank accounts completely down. That's being reported by NBC World News. But it's in the fine print. It says, Cyprus crisis deepens, bailout rejected, banks may not reopen. And then you read later, well, we'll just never let you have any of your money. We'll just shut them down. And the banks are closed right now. They're supposedly going to reopen on Friday, but now they're saying maybe never if you don't do what we say. And then you had Chase J.P. Morgan customers yesterday evening for 2.5 hours or the day before yesterday, show zero. People couldn't buy stuff. They couldn't do things. And I think that something's suspicious there. Like they do flash trading. There's tens of billions of dollars in deposits, even more than that. Imagine 2.5 hours, that money being able to be used for other things, moved into other things. I think it's very suspicious. I've talked to IT people, and they have all those systems backed up. You wouldn't have everybody's card go to zero. If there's sunspots or something and a satellite's down, you know, not even all the gas stations go down. And it says your card doesn't work. It doesn't give you the data of zero. talk to some IT people, and they say it's very, very, very suspicious because those systems are all backed up. The banking thing is not on one server or one group of servers. And there's been supposed hack attacks against South Korea, they say by North Korea. Obama, of course, is going to Israel, and now there's been supposed nerve gas attacks in Syria. They're trying to blame on the government there. A year ago, we told you, look for a false flag on that front. That is just some of what we're going to be covering. But what about this report? Attorney says prosecution of abortionists who snap newborn babies' necks is racist. House of Horrors doctor charged with killing children that have already been born. The point is that this is just a new thing. You don't want government-run health care? You're a racist. You don't want to turn your guns in? You're a racist. If you don't like the weather, it must be. Having any opinion is racist because the abortion doctor is a black guy. And, of course, most of the babies are black. I mean, it has nothing to do with it. I mean, they prosecuted white and Asian doctors before. That's on record for doing post-partial birth. It's a horrible subject to have to get into. It's just that article's up at Infowars.com. And Alveda King, the niece of Dr. Martin Luther King, goes into how this is always the tactic that they use. So we'll be covering some of that in the next hour after our guest leaves us. We've also got more and more forced drugging of people to make them tell the truth at trial. The case of James Holmes, who was already under weird government psychiatric control. Now they want to drug him so he behaves himself and tells the truth that he did it. I mean, whoa. And the drugs they're giving him will make you say whatever you're told. I mean, this is like mind control, Dr. Mengele stuff out in the open. I want to get John Rappaport on about that. I've been talking about this for a week since they announced it, and now they're going ahead with the drugging. Unprecedented. Also, England is moving to ban open blogging, anonymous blogging, as part of their takeover of the press. They already have D notices to shut things down. That's in the news. That's in the London Guardian. You name it, saying it's tyranny. I mean, this is all happening all over the world, and this is what even CNET News said Obama's cybersecurity plan that has John McCain's support bipartisan would do. Chinese-style net censorship, that's the quote. I mean, it is happening here. Stop saying it can't happen here. Now, we are joined for the balance of the hour and perhaps a little bit into the next hour to take your calls. Behind the green mask, UN Agenda 21, Rosa Corey, the best short primer at only, 170-something pages long or 169 pages long. Great piece to break down how it works, how they do it. And she's real to the point, focused, well-researched. Everything she talks about, because, I've been on this for 17 years, Gen 21, right after it happened 20 years ago. I've been covering it on air for almost 18. I can tell you, this lady knows her stuff and focuses on it full time, so knows more than I do because she specializes in it. She's on it right now. And I said, what's the latest? Their counteroffensive of disinformation, a new hoax saying there is no Agenda 21 or it's a loving thing. They're in-runned in. We're going to go over all of it and just how big this is. But listen, under UNESCO, set up by the transhumanist who wasn't really a transhumanist, he founded it, a eugenicist, Aldous Huxley's brother, Julian Huxley, on record set it up to take over the planet. It runs your toilet. How big it can be, your light bulbs, what type, cigarette bans, plastic bag bans, all these things that sound reasonable, they admit were to set the precedent so they are in control. This is global zoning, and then we're going to shut down your power plants. We're not going to let you build. We're going to tear up your roads. And the good news is we're countering them everywhere, but they are now counter-offensing. They're now in a counter-offensive, and people have to understand it. It's who wants it most. They're always going to come back. We've got to come back. And it's fun to fight them. It's not like, oh, gosh, they're coming back again. It's fun. You're meant to go to city council or the state house and rout them. And a lady who's traveling all over the country and who is on fire is Rosa Corey. Again, her book, Discounted, ready for you to give your entire county commissioners, your city council, your state house. For those of you that want to be able to keep our free market system in prosperity, you better support us and Rosa and yourself and buy 100 of these. And don't just give them to your city council, your county commissioners. Give them to your pastors. Give them to opinion makers. Because UN America brainwashes all the best and brightest college students, high school students. They recruit them. My first film covers this and shows it. That's how they take over. We have to mimic their tactics. But we use the truth. They use lies. And so Rosa Corey joins us in studio. And it's the postsustainabilityinstitute.org is one place to visit her. Also, Democrats Against Agenda 21. I am fired up to have you here, Rosa, to give us the state of the war with the UN and the private megabanks that created it and are imploding the planet with it. Thank you for joining us.
I'm so glad to be with you. It's really great to be here.
It's fantastic to have you. So I mean, start rolling with what you were telling me out there, the latest breaking info, their counteroffensive.
Well, you know, obviously, they're completely shocked. They're back on their heels because here we are, you know, people are recognizing that this is something that they want to fight. And when you're out there and you're, you know, you're at your city council meeting or you're, you know, you're visiting, you know, some planning commission meeting or you're at your kids' school and you're talking about what's going on, you really want to understand the big picture. And so this is obviously there's a lot of disinformation going on to fight us. And there are people right on the ground, right in your neighborhood that are out there working against you. So you want to be aware. And one thing that's going on, this is sort of funny in a way, is the United Nations Association, UNA, USA, their executive director has just written an open letter to the legislators of like 9 states. And these are the states that are actually launching legislation to fight Agenda 21, saying that we do not want to have anything to do with Agenda 21. And this guy, I posted this on my blog so that people can see it. It's actually a propaganda letter to the legislators saying, hey, you know, there's nothing to worry about here. You know, hey, basically, why are you wasting our time? Why are you wasting precious legislative time on this non-binding agreement? And the truth is that it is in every single piece of legislation. It is in federal, state, and local.
And we're showing this now from UNUSA.org. Right when you said it, we punched it up. It's on the front of their site. A foreign globalist corporate group is literally here trying to block us at the legislatures, blocking them, and the Southern Poverty Law Center is coming out with reports saying anyone that talks about it is a terrorist, and get this, the LA Times said it does not exist, Rosa. So that's how dumb they think their readers are. It doesn't exist, Rosa, but their organization is here fighting us.
Right. It's funny because it's all over the Los Angeles general plan. You know, I mean, literally it is in plan for every city in the United States. It's in all of your plans, all of your schools. It's in Common Core. You'll see it throughout your legislative documents. And this is the reality. Even though it's a, yes, it was a non-binding document. Yes, it's 20 years old. But it was implemented in the United States through the president.
But explain, when you sign off on it, HUD and all the agencies then bring you taxpayer money. They finance it.
Definitely. Yes, because this is what they do. They impoverish the cities. The cities are crashed. The economy is collapsed. The cities are desperate for money. They're like, please give us some money. And the feds say, hey, sure, we'll give you the Partnership for Sustainable Communities funds. You'll get grants if you put smart growth in every part of your center.
And they tell all the top college people, all the top executives at companies, all the top kids in high school, we're going to pay for you to be flown to New York. We're going to make you part of the UN. And that's how they've got basically everybody. They tell Miss USA, you will not win unless you thank the UN.
That's right. UNUSA, they actually create mock summits that they put on at schools, at high schools and colleges, where they train you in Agenda 21. Meanwhile, of course, it doesn't exist, right? Meanwhile, people are being trained in it. They are being planners are actually being propagandized to talk to elected officials and planning departments and say, hey, Agenda 21 is nothing to worry about. This is a huge disinformation campaign, but we are fighting it all across the world.
And by the way, my film America Destroyed by Design that I shot in 96 put out in 2000 that I shot in 96, put out in 1997. I'm going to show for TV viewers clips of that where I went to model UN at the University of Texas with the high school kids where open communism was being taught.
Yeah.
I mean, they were openly, but again, this corporate communism. Go ahead.
Yeah, it's a corporatocracy. This is, you know, check it out. What globalization really is the standardization of systems. It's creating total uniformity, right? So that all systems are brought into uniformity, into they call it harmonization. And so that means, what does a corporation want? They want open borders. They want want no regulation, and they want low-wage workers. They want large markets that they can sell their goods in. This is what globalization is all about. It makes you part of the standardized world, and this is taking all of your information and creating a web of it.
So you're blind, but they can see everything, everything controlled by a giant global authoritarian technocracy. Rosa Corey, author of Behind the Green Mask. More with her on the other side.
You prepare by purchasing gold, food, and firearms. But if you don't have a home security system, then you're missing a critical weapon in your arsenal for home protection. When you're sleeping or away from home, who's watching out for intruders? Check out Simply Safe. It's a new do-it-yourself home security system that is completely wireless. Go to GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is independent and off the grid. It runs on battery power, so even if the grid goes down, you're protected. It's completely customizable, so you can use it in your home, business, boat, trailer, storage unit, or shed. GetSimplySafe.com. Simply Safe is also ridiculously easy to install yourself in under 20 minutes, so there's no need to let a stranger into your home. If you move or need to relocate, you can take the system with you wherever you go. You aren't always at home, but Simply Safe will stand guard, protecting your property 24 hours a day, 7 days a week. Again, that's GetSimplySafe.com.
Hey there, my name is Frank Bates. Do you know the number one most valuable item in a crisis? Some people think the answer is gold. Others think it's a gun, but the correct answer will shock you. I just created a free video at crisis123.com that reveals a surprising item that is more valuable than gold in a crisis. 97% of Americans don't have this one critical item. In fact, they haven't even given it a thought. And the sad truth is that you may not survive without it when a real crisis hits and a starving mob is right outside your door. What I have to tell you could literally make the difference between life and death for you and your family. Watch my video at crisis123.com to discover the number one most valuable item in a crisis. You'll be shocked. See the controversial video that thousands of other smart patriots have already seen in the last 3 months. Go watch my video now at crisis123.com before they force me to shut it down. Again, that's crisis123.com.
Now there's an amazing new natural antibiotic every person must have.
It's Cells Alive Silver Solution, and it destroys over 650 hard-to-kill viruses, fungus, bacteria, and much more. Cells Alive Silver Solution has no expiration date, is great for emergency kits and storage shelters, and comes in 8 or 16-ounce bottles. Order today at 888-910-4367 or visit hempusa.org. Hempusa.org, 100% chemical-free superfoods and unique health products.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit, and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. That bears repeating. Digestive health is the key to wellness and elimination of toxins. And Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse is the key to digestive health. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic, strong enough to cleanse, gentle enough to use every day. Pro-EM-1 is dairy, wheat, and soy free, contains all natural and certified organic ingredients, contains no preservatives or animal products, supports a healthy digestive and immune system, supports weight loss, improves absorption of food nutrients, aids in controlling yeast infections, is never freeze-dried, and uses three groups of live, viable, beneficial microbes to cleanse and remove toxins. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled TerraganiX.com, Terraganics.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Pro-EM-1, the raw probiotic.
Monday through Friday, 11 a.m. to 2 p.m. Central. We're here live on the radio. Of course, we have InfoWars Nightly News, 7 o'clock every evening at InfoWarsNews.com. And we're getting ready to put it up on the satellites and syndicate it very soon. There's already quite a few cable systems, including in England, that download it each night and air it the next day. And some cable systems that also play it here in the United States. So that's pretty exciting. But again, thank you for joining us. Rosa Corey, anti-New World Order, pro-liberty activist. who ran into these people in California, getting in the way of what she was doing. That's how she discovered what they were up to, because of her training as a forensic commercial real estate appraiser specializing in eminent domain valuation and a lot more. And for TV viewers, I'm going to roll some of an online version. It's better on the DVD that we obviously sell, of America Destroyed by Design, of where I went to a model UN meeting. That's just part of the two-hour film. Because, I mean, they are brainwashing the children right now while saying to the adults this doesn't exist. They're telling your kids all their guns need to be turned in, saying bang, bang with a, their fingers, they can be thrown out. They're giant re-education centers. That's not a figure of speech. And you've also got what their futurists are pushing for, how they intend to impoverish everybody. So, Rosa Corey, start out with what you were talking about with the education.
Basically, what we're looking at is schools are not about teaching you information. This is really a behavioral modification program. This is about changing people's behaviors. And so children are being indoctrinated from the time that they're in pre-kindergarten all the way to through postgraduate school, and taught that basically they're killing the planet and that it's their responsibility to save it. So to create that kind of stress in a child, of course, you can imagine what kind of stress that is. And also, standardization of systems then is required in elementary schools all the way through postgraduate, where kids are being told that they have to learn a certain way and certain things, and they will be tested. We're looking at people who are actually being tested on their mental health. This is really what's going on in schools. This is how people are being evaluated, mental health evaluations. You'll see these happiness surveys, and this is all about,
And that's new freedom. It's the new prison is to get you in the criminal justice or mental system.
Right, and of course, prisons are the great public-private partnerships. They get a lot of money for prisons. There's restrictions on how people are moved through the system, on what you can do in the
prisons are giant re-education camps.
Oh, absolutely. And so are schools, because, hey, you can't not go to school if you don't want to. Even the homeschooling, if you're using curriculum from, the standardized curriculum, you are actually training your children in the New World Order. This is what this is.
And they make you do that if they're not accredited. And exactly, my kids are homeschooled, and most of the big materials out there, it's all Michelle Obama says this.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. And of course, you'll see that in, this is so pervasive. Don't allow this to stymie you. Don't be paralyzed by it, because we are fighting back, of course, all over the world. And you're not going to see it in the mainstream press, because that's also huge corporate ownership in the mainstream press. So they're still putting out the disinformation that, oh no, this stuff doesn't really exist, and this is just a figment of your fantasy tinfoil hat head, right? But the reality is that, yes, we are really fighting back all over the world. And, something that's happening is that kids are being taught there is no such thing as objective reality, that you cannot know what is real. And something like that is so evil to do to a child, to in fact change mathematics so that it doesn't have the certainty that it should have. And instead, well, it's your opinion.
No, they've designed it. I've interviewed the former head of education. They were there to dumb them down.
Yes.
I mean, it's there to screw them up. The test scores aren't dropping by accident.
No, it's reinventing. They are so-called reinventing mathematics. And, Charlotte Isserby, she is fabulous. Of course, I know you've interviewed her. She has a conference that's about to come out on DVD, a phenomenal conference of educators that is going to be talking about the reality about what is happening now in the school systems. Because when people are subjected to this kind of disinformation as young children, they are lost to us. Those of us who are older need to pull in and restrict the implementation of this plan on our children. And, of course, we're seeing this. The futurists, you were talking about futurists. Futurists are out there, especially in Silicon Valley. You're being told that, the technocracy is so powerful that it's actually crafting new government. And the city-state will now rise as the most powerful government. So we're looking at the restrictions on representative government that are going to come longer and longer and stronger and stronger until we are literally pushed into these city-state mega-regions and have no representational, no influence on what happens to our government.
And how do they push you in?
Well, it's fabulous how this is a brilliant plan, honestly, a brilliant plan, because what they're doing is they're moving people out of suburban and rural areas through funding mechanisms where they push smart growth, which is high-density development, on the city centers and then kill the suburbs and the rural areas with restrictions on water, on development, on police.
They charge you more for your electricity, everything. We're going to come right back and break down how they plan to put us in their concentration camp cities.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Introducing Pro One. All of your filtration in one system, portable, on the go. No more do you have two or three filters to just reduce sodium fluoride. You have a system that cuts out the sodium fluoride and up to 95% of hydrofluorosilicic acid. Advanced manufacturing technology combines silver impregnated white ceramic with new Aquametics advanced media for removal of fluoride and other heavy metals, all in one filter element. It is the only one that does it, and out of the gate, we have it discounted at 10% off with promo code WATER. This is the only system that in one unit helps reduce or remove pesticides, herbicides, chloramines, ammonia and chlorine, hydrofluorosilicic acid, the most common form of fluoride not covered by other fluoride filter brands, and sodium hexafluorosilicate. Get your Pro Pure with a new Pro One filter today at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling 888-253-3139.
We've lived in this neighborhood for years. We have an alarm system, and all of our doors have deadbolts. They kicked in our door and were in and out of our house in about 5 minutes. The police arrived in about 20 minutes, but they were long gone with our TV, jewelry, and my guns. I kept thinking, what if my family had been home? The police officer said that more than 85% of break-ins are through a door, and that deadbolts alone don't stop intruders. The officer told me to go to EasyArmor.net if we wanted something that would actually stop an intruder. Easy Armor reinforces all of the weak points on your doors and is guaranteed to prevent kick-ins. I was surprised at how little Easy Armor costs, and I installed Easy Armor in about 30 minutes.
Visit EasyArmor.net. That's the letters EasyArmor.net. Or call 888-58-ARMOR. That's 888-582-7667. EasyArmor.net. Ultimate door security made easy.
For many years, the 100% organic nutritional supplement, Heart and Body Extract, has been helping people worldwide with wellness issues. It all started with the health concerns of the product's creator, Sharon Harris.
I know what it's like to suffer, to be in pain, to have severe headaches, to have legs, ankles, feet so swollen, I was not able to wear my own shoes. Out of desperation, I decided I'm going to need to create something.
The result is Heart and Body Extract.
Well, Heart and Body Extract is a liquid, an organic herbal formula. It's made out of garlic, hawthorn berries, hawthorn leaves, coleus, motherwort, butcher's broom, bilberry, kelp, mistletoe, ginger, and cayenne pepper.
Many people see results with Heart and Body Extract in as little as 2 to 3 weeks. Get well now. To order, visit hnbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305.
There's a need for a new world order, but it has different characteristics in different parts of the world.
Live from Austin, Texas, broadcasting worldwide, it's Alex Jones.
We're going back to really an amazing person, Rosa Corey. I admire people that are already successful in their own life, their own business, and then get run over by tyranny and stand up and fight it. And if she has just reached millions and millions and millions of people and reached hundreds of counties and cities and traveled all over, she's an example of what you can do, even on a small level, to fight these people. And they always act like they can't be beaten. They always laugh and say, there's nothing going on, there's nothing happening. That's just a stalling tactic, and it's not working anymore. We're going to go back to her in a moment, and I'm going to ask her how she thinks they're going to handle that. But first off, let's look at drudgereport.com. Infowars.com has some of this reporting, but really the up-to-the-minute, minute-by-minute updating is at drudgereport.com on Obama in Israel. Obama faces battle to woo Israeli public, global cooling. Bethlehem rioters set fire to picture of Obama. White House map erases Jerusalem. Obama-Netanyahu trade banter as they tread a new red line, saying, you know, they've got to attack Syria that they've set up. I mean, it's an act that they're fighting with each other, ladies and gentlemen. That's all for public consumption. Shadow war rages. His limo breaks down. What is this, North Korea? And it just goes on and on. And then I was looking at the other headlines where the head of the IMF, who said that, you know, Europeans should work 6-7 days a week, but she's exempt from the taxes. How do you pronounce her name? I always say Lagarde, but it's Lagarde. The point is that the police have raided her. They raided Sarkozy. They raid everybody. I mean, it's just all a bunch of crooks. And you know, the last guy that was the head of the IMF, of course, you know, what he was doing was posing in a hotel room, but that was a setup. And then Sarkozy put out tweets before he'd even been arrested, showing that he was running the whole thing. I mean, it just seems to never end how crazy all of this is. And Feinstein on Reid dropping gun ban. Major betrayal of trust. I mean, this is all a scam, acting like they've been beaten. They have the bill now out of the Senate committees to register all your guns and ban gun shows and not let you give a gun to your dad or your son or your brother so they can then confiscate them all. By the way, I've never asked you your opinion, your view on the Second Amendment, because even if people can see there's problems with guns sometimes, once a lot of liberals, and not even a Democrat, no Democrats against 1021, once they see the real tyranny, they go, oh, now I know why there's the Second Amendment. I'm not condescending because I don't really know your view on it, but I mean, so many Democrats I know just think of it as a prerequisite to be a liberal that you're anti-gun. I think Thomas Jefferson was pro-gun, and he's pretty, you know, really about as liberal as it gets. What is your view on the Second Amendment, Rosa Corey?
Well, I had my own guns from the time I was 9 years old. My dad took me to the range, and I support the Second Amendment. I think it's important that we have an opportunity to defend ourselves. That government that we have is there to defend our individual rights. That's the only reason to have a government. When your government becomes a communitarian government, such as the one that we have that we're morphing into, we need to rethink what our relationship to our government is. And I think the Second Amendment is very important, and I support it.
Absolutely. And I mean, that's really the litmus test for people out there. Even if you don't like guns, you need to understand the power structure wants to disarm you. The UN has its treaty right now to disarm the general population. That is their admitted goal. Rosa, a plug for the book. You know, I sell it at InfoWars.com and InfoWarsStore.com. Of course, you wrote it. You sell it at your site. However people get it, whether it's on Amazon, you name it, they need to get it. And who do they give it to? Because my listeners know all this stuff. They've checked it out, most of them. They can always learn something from the book. But this is a tool. Who do you recommend we give this to?
You know, it's a cool thing that you just asked me that, because I just got an order from a woman who's a representative, a state legislator in Washington State. She just arranged to have 147 books, which is the number of legislators they have, sent to all the legislators in Washington State. And the book's gone out to every sheriff in California. Someone did a sheriff's project, and they're working in other states. It's very important that people understand what this is. This is a big picture book because, you know, Agenda 21, yes, it is an old document. It is being implemented all across the United States and the world. So people need to see what it looks like, because it's not called Agenda 21. You know, right here in Texas, I mean, you've got many different names for it. You're going to see it as smart growth. New Hampshire, they call it Granite State Future. It's sustainable communities, partnerships. I mean, very many names for it. You'll never see it as Agenda 21. You need to be able to recognize it. And that's one reason why when legislators, you know, start to make bans against Agenda 21, it's very important that people understand what they're looking at, because you can have a state law in place, but if you don't know that that state law applies to your general plan that you've just passed there in your small town in Bastrop, Texas, or whatever, you know, if you don't understand that, then you're not going to know that there's actually a state legislation against what's happening in your town.
Well, I mean, to explain what it is, people that don't know, the very banks bankrupting and imploding Europe by design.
Mm-hmm.
At the end of World War II, England and the United States had won, but the robber barons had won. Not really America. They'd beaten one tyranny, replaced it with another. They created the UN as a global government model on record to take over the world and create collectivism to secure the elite's control. So a fake kind of leftism, and also take over the right. And that's what it is, and that's what they're doing. Now, you got interrupted by the break a while back. Describe how they're going to force people out of the rural areas, because when they say sustainable, they mean the opposite of sustainability, mm-hmm. because there's a lot of stuff that's good that's called sustainable, but that's not their sustainable. So explain what their master plan is, how they're counter-striking, what the world will look like if they succeed.
Yeah, what's unsustainable? You know, according to the UN, it's private vehicles, private single-family homes, meat eating, and here we are in Texas. Hope you like your barbecue, right? And air conditioning. These are things that are considered to be unsustainable in the world. And so when you're out there, now think about this. You say, nobody's coming to get me in my rural, you know, I've got my spread out there. Nobody's coming out there to get me. But the way that it happens is that you get charged vehicle miles travel taxes for your car. So if you're traveling a long distance.
Property taxes.
Your tax.
They tear up your road.
No water.
They shut off the local power plant.
You're going to have metering on your private wells. You're going to have restrictions, your roads. And in my county, in Sonoma County, California, they're destroying county roads because they say there's not enough money, because federal money goes to pave roads that are in urbanized areas.
Yeah, they actually destroy the roads.
They're destroying.
Oh, no, we're not going to leave it for you. We're going to destroy it.
They're turning them to gravel because they say they're not going to be able to maintain them. And this is like over 1,000 miles of roads that they're planning to do this to. So this is how it happens, you see. It's not, they close your rural roads and your suburban schools. They close you out of the areas that you've been living in. And then they don't maintain the infrastructure. So when people move out of there, there's not enough property.
And Australia's about 5 years ahead of us. They're doing that there in earnest.
Oh, Australia is terrible. I mean, obviously, people are really dealing with it all across the world. This is not just a United States thing. I was interviewed on Red Ice Radio, which is based in Northern Europe. And, they were under the impression that this is some kind of a United States program. No, it is not. ICLEI, the International Council on Local Environmental Initiatives, is everywhere. They say they...
Germany, by 2020, it's now law, has banned single home dwellings and has put taxes on it to penalize you. Mm-hmm. They're now talking about a one-child policy in Europe when Europe's already dying.
Yeah. I mean, we're looking at towns like Freiburg, Germany, which is considered to be the sort of poster child for new urbanism, high-density development, where they've removed the roads, and literally, there are no roads there. You've got little bicycle paths. And if I don't know where they go when it snows, but, people are being restricted in how they live. This is social engineering. It's behavioral modification. And this is very important to know, because you are being indoctrinated all the time through the press, through your schools, through your place of business, through your entire system.
And it all sounds good, because once they get you to accept, okay, we'll use less water, now they're going to say this, this, and that. Let me punch this up. It was covered by CBS News last week. The man for releasing a couple of heart-shaped balloons is facing 5 years in jail for each crime of damaging the environment, and they have arrested him, the state police did, because they saw the balloons being released. The third-degree felony, at least 5 years in jail per balloon, 40-year-old man, no criminal record. In Australia, battery on the ground, your kid drops, 5 years in jail. Mm-hmm. The Green Police, the Audi commercial, where they're arresting everybody, they later admitted, no, that's what we're going to do.
Uh-huh.
The San Francisco mayor bragged, oh, that was produced here. That's part of behavior modification. They admit it's brainwashing.
Yeah, more things are going to be crime. And this is, you want to see what it's looking like, what it's going to look like. This is artificial scarcity. It's restriction on your use, on your ability to live free. It's making more things crime, so that, pretty soon, like, I was afraid to go to Singapore. I thought, geez, I know I'm going to do something that's against the law. This is the city state, the rise of the city state, the mega region, where literally you are being restricted in how you live. And this is what Agenda 21 is about.
They admit, and this is in the Austin Murder Statesman, that they've doubled the power prices the last 5 years. They're going to double again. But the government district and what is seen as the managing district, the downtown and Tarrytown, is exempt from power outages. and the power increases. And they said, but all of you outside the city that live wrong, you're penalized. There it is.
Yeah, the grid is really all about
Austin this. Is a model UN city.
Yes, this is, you know, this is really what it's about. This, the entire system is set up like this, where the grid is part of it. Smart growth, smart meters, all these smart things. Don't trust this smart stuff, because what this is a restriction, artificial scarcity, a movement away from the way that you've been living, and monitoring on every aspect of your life. This is domestic surveillance. When we're looking at National Defense Authorization Act, we're looking at drones, we're looking at the way that you are literally being surveilled. How about 23andMe, where you're going to spit into a cup and give them your DNA? And this is Google, owned by Google. You literally won't own your own genes. The human genome has been mapped, and you don't own your own.
They've been taking blood for 41 years in all industrialized nations for a UN database that they just now admitted they have, and Google is all part of it. Look at this from the Sun Sentinel. After watching the romantic gesture, the Florida Highway Patrol trooper, who instead noted probable cause for an environmental crime, Bransfield was charged with polluting to harm humans, animals, plants, etc., under the Florida Air and Water Pollution Control Act. And he, again, is facing 5 years per count, per balloon, and they're going to probably end up putting him in jail.
Yeah, I wonder if, this was to propose to his girlfriend, right? So are they going to let him have conjugal visits in prison?
Unbelievable.
You know, I mean, this
but, they're hiring cops now that literally... they get off on hurting innocent people.
You know, if you look at the way police officers, first of all, are terrified. You know, they're out there suited up like that because they are afraid of us. And why are they afraid? Because they are creating, you know, when you've got police officers in public meetings, when they come in and they ring the walls of a public meeting because you might say something because you're being Delphi'd and you don't like it. You know, this is...
Yeah, describe, we've had our guys thrown out of meetings being polite, where they say they're public, but as soon as we ask questions, they walk over and follow a playbook and then go, you're causing a problem. Get out of here. Officers, I want them out.
Yeah, you know, I've been chased down an aisle while I was holding a mic, and I said, what are you going to arrest me because I'm saying something? This is the way it's going now. In fact, I've got on my blog right now on Democrats Against UN Agenda 21, I've got a post from New Hampshire where these people went into a New Hampshire meeting and they anti-Delphi'd it. All they did was literally just talk about what was going on.
We've got the site up. Why don't we punch up and we'll go to it?
Go to The Way We See It, our blog.
The Way We See It.
Yeah, click on that. And it's a New Hampshire Listens project from Granite State.
And that means Delphi. We're going to do what we want. Explain Delphi.
Well, Delphi is a RAND Corporation mind control technique being used by the American Planet.
And they admit that. Oh, yeah. You're not just saying mind control.
No.
This is mind control. Yeah.
No, that's the purpose of it. This was what it's about, is to bring groups of people to a predetermined outcome while giving them the idea that it was, you know, giving them the impression.
So false synthesis.
It's all your idea. You know, oh, yeah, we love your thoughts. We want to hear what you think. But meanwhile, if you don't agree, don't show up. These people were accused of crashing a public meeting. Can you believe that? You don't crash a public meeting when you're the public. But because they were New Hampshire Tea Party people, they're considered to be a special interest. And they're not. And they're crashing.
Oh, yeah, they're the terrorists.
They're
not a stakeholder.
No.
Only stakeholder groups are allowed.
That's right. And none of us are stakeholders, and that's what's really a mind blower, is that they go in way years in advance. 2002, you know, for a 2012 program, they go in 10 years early and they identify.
Oh, listen, we've run into it in East Texas with our property.
Oh, sure.
They have local operatives who move in, have a grant, act like a local.
Yeah.
A lot of times they're a retired colonel, you name it.
Yeah.
And they run psyops and go, I won't report you for that barn if you work with me to shut down the coal mine. And I mean, it's like mafia.
Oh, yeah, I've seen this. You know, Alex, I do travel all over the United States, and I have been told in many, many states, you know, people come up to me, you know, people have organized meetings, and they say, listen, you know, we had people move into our town. They only came in, they rented an apartment, they only came in for a meeting, and they flew out of town.
No. We've got them over here where the mayors get the money in these towns and then bring in actual UN people.
Yeah. Yes, I have that in my own town. You know, people who came in to PSYOP against me, and you know, you sound crazy when you talk.
And what's incredible, reality. I wanted to talk about that because now that it's coming out, it's real, and people go, wait, there's actual. You know, these are mercenary soldiers posing as liberals. Yeah. That's their camo.
Yeah.
And once you corner them, I've even had them threaten me and stuff. They know they're officers.
Yeah.
They know they're commandos. I mean, these are actual like CIA agents, basically infiltrating America.
Yeah. You know, in my book, I talk about this guy who was in our town, who was a United Nations diplomat, who moved into our town into a dinky little house in our town. He'd been living in an estate in Greece, right? Moves into a little town, into our little town, onto a little street. And then what did he do? He set up a neighborhood association and a neighborhood alliance. This is what they do. They enter in so they can create public consent.
Schwarzenegger admitted when we destroyed their Copenhagen takeover 4 years ago, he said, we will move into the towns and cities. He said, I will coordinate the operation. That's quotes. The forces will move in. They'll not stop us.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's so obvious. Arrest them all.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
It's treason, man. And the thing is, you know what? Don't let this paralyze you. There are way more of us than there are.
Oh, no. It should energize you.
Let me show you something. Check this out. This is on our website. Take a look at this, okay? These are flyers. You can go to our website, go to the flyer page, print these out, $6. You can print a two-sided flyer, 100 of them, print them out, and put them on people's doorsteps. You want to spread the information.
Hey, go to church. That's what we do with the bumper stickers, all of it. Get aggressive, get motivated, stomp Goebbels' butt.
Yes, that's it. And when you do this, you know, people, first of all, people can't argue with you because you put it on their porch in the morning. They pick it up. Each individual reads it separately. And this is what we need to do is spread awareness and get the information.
And people are more hungry than ever.
People know there's something wrong. Everyone knows there's something wrong.
There's an enemy, literal takeover, and they've got collaborators working with them. And let me tell the criminals something. When we take this country back, they all need to go to, there used to be a Nuremberg trial, doesn't there?
Yeah, there is. Nuremberg principles, because you know what? Just following orders ain't going to fly. There is no excuse.
We just had the police in Austin on video last week say we couldn't hand out magazines or have our bumper stickers on our cars. On video, we have this.
Whoa.
I mean, this is getting freaky, folks. We'll be right back with Rosa Corey. Incredible.
If you're listening, you know your basic freedoms are being threatened every day. If you're listening, you know the economy is not getting better. You know gas and food prices are skyrocketing. Now is the time to get prepared. For years, we've told you about our friends at eFoods Direct. They have the best tasting, long-term storable food on the planet. This food will taste just as great 25 years from now as it does tonight. A long-term food supply allows you to freeze the cost and the availability of the one thing you need most. Be prepared and get your supply from eFoods Direct. Right now is the best time to stock up and save hundreds of dollars with free shipping on all food supplies. Give yourself peace of mind and be prepared. Act now and call 800-409-5633 or visit eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. Get free shipping on all orders for a limited time. Call 800-409-5633 or go to eFoodsDirect.com/Alex. You can bet your life on eFoods Direct.
We travel so much, and having a fake TV, well, it gives added peace of mind.
Burglars look for houses that appear to be easy targets, but fake TV can fool even professional burglars into thinking someone is home watching television.
As a recent widow living alone, it gives me great peace of mind to set my fake TV near a window and know that passing motorists and pedestrians will think someone is home watching TV when I'm actually away from home.
Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet, just like a light on a timer.
And they're so easy to use, you just plug them in and they're ready to go. Plus, they're so affordable that we have one upstairs and downstairs.
Fake TV is only $29.95 with free shipping. Order your fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Hello, this is Ty Bollinger, author of the best-selling book, Cancer, Step Outside the Box. I want you to know some very important information. In 1985, President Ronald Reagan requested that Carnivora be sent directly to the White House at a time when only the president could obtain this world-class healer. Now, 27 years later, Carnivora capsules are used around the world to keep people healthy. Now you can protect yourself and your loved ones in this age of superbugs with 17 naturally occurring compounds that instinctively respond to abnormal cells only without harming a single normal cell. If you want to stay healthy, now's your chance to literally wake up your critical immune cells to attack harmful invaders that don't belong in your body. Call 1-866-VENUSFLY or order from carnivora.com. That's CARNIVORA.com. That's 1-866-836-8735, 1-866-VENUSFLY, or visit carnivora.com. Protect your immune system. It's the only one you've got.
What if I say I will never surrender? Foo Fighters, you tell them. Alex Jones here. I know we got loaded phones here, and I want to get to these callers who've been on hold since the last hour. But I've got to also, because we're going to have our guest into the next hour. I've got her to stay with us here. But I want, you know, callers to try to address something to her, and then you can bring up your issue, which she can also talk about, because all of this ties into this. Okay, this is global government, private megabanks, their dream plan to be above the law and run world government. I mean, that's what it is. And that's who runs it. If you look at who funds the UN Sustainable Development, the gun control groups, all of them, it's Goldman Sachs, JP Morgan, a few others, Bank of America. You look at who funds in Europe all the takeovers. You look at who funds all the anti-family stuff. You look at who just funds anything destructive, it's them. And because they're a bunch of crooks. And we've got to wake up to that or it's game over. And what she's saying is, get aggressive. Go to her website. And you used to, we had flyers about the New World Order. I'm going to reintroduce these as well for our listeners, where you can just print them off, get them out to people. We ought to have a contest where listeners write flyers, maybe a $1,000 contest, so you can write the best flyer, and we can post all the flyers up on the site. But you go to the site and get, why is everyone talking about Agenda 21? And then it's just, you know, a two-sided page deal that breaks it down that says, please copy and distribute. Awareness is the first step in the resistance. And the same thing. Get the book in mass at InfoWarsStore.com. We sell it as lowest price you're going to find out there, and even comes with some bumper stickers of InfoWars.com. And fight them. And you'll find people hear me and they go, I'm scared. I'm going to give up. It's the opposite. Get aggressive because these are tyrants. The, when you resist them, they get scared. They only win when we don't resist. Rosa, talk about the success you've had. And am I wrong in saying the only fear we should have is fear itself? The only fear we should have is to not get aggressive and let them take over?
Yeah, you know, they're the ones that are taking the nonviolent training. I mean, not to say, I'm not talking about being violent, okay? But what I'm saying is get out there before you need to get violent. You don't want to have to use your guns because you know what? The government's got way bigger guns than you've got. What we need to do is to get out there and fight this while we can. And
they're in the wrong.
Our time. Absolutely.
That's why they stonewall. Talk about the stonewalling.
Oh, for crying out loud. You know, you will be called a tinfoil hat. You'll be told that you're a fantasist. You will be called a right winger. I've been called a right winger. I've been a liberal Democrat my entire voting life. My parents are liberal Democrats.
You were at the highest levels of the State Department of Transportation.
I worked for the Department of Transportation.
And discovered all this.
And, you know, I came out, what I did was I was appraising property for eminent domain purposes to acquire for freeway projects, and I was like, hey, what happened to private property rights? People can't do anything with their property anymore. How can I value it?
So you didn't like being in the place of a tyrant?
No, of course not. And obviously, I mean, I was valuing property at the very highest price that the market would pay, and I was finding that you couldn't determine what people could actually sell their property for because you couldn't say what they could do.
And that's the tactic. The globalists are the only ones that can allow. Once they steal property, they always flip it to themselves and then take the restrictions off.
You know, and this is what happens is that the centers of your towns, this is what Agenda 21 looks like in your town. It looks like high-density, smart-growth development right in the center of your town that is being subsidized with your tax dollars. So because of that, because you're actually paying for this, there's no demand for it. People don't want to move into those condos and apartments on top of shops. Most people want to live elsewhere. So that money is not there to build those things. Your tax dollars are paying for it. And this is what's happening is you're subsidizing that. And this is the hardscape for your future poverty. This is what it's going to look like because the new frugality is, or the new poverty, you know, the sort of the joy of living with.
Oh, you go to Whole Foods. Every magazine says it's sexy to be pathetic and poor.
Yeah, right. And, you know, it's like,
and they give all your money to the government. You know.
Right. And so when you glorify poverty and when you glorify consensus, right, it's like you're not going to think for yourself, are you? Because then you're going to be ostracized.
These people are pathetic.
You're going to be ostracized. You're not going to be loved by this big group that's going to, and they, you know.
But it's all a fake love. It's like being in the schmuck club.
Every tyranny always uses the glorification of the beautiful future and then artificial.
Stay there. Back in 1 minute. I want to hear about this.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello, I'm Alex Jones. Myself, my family, the InfoWars.com team want to relay to you and your families that we are intensifying our efforts against the globalist on every front. InfoWars.com is leading the fight against the technocrats. But we can't do that without your help. By getting the films, bumper stickers, and t-shirts at InfoWars.com, you will wake up people in your area and support our operation as we move to the next level. We need your help to spread the word like never before. They wish to hide themselves during this tectonic battle between the forces of freedom and darkness. You are the response to the globalist technocrats and their program of global eugenics dehumanization and ultimate extermination. The war is here. It's an info war. The spirit of 1776 versus the mindset of 1984.